Well, good morning. Good morning, everyone. And thank you for tuning in to Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. This is March the 13th. Boy, time is going by so fast. I done already had 4 birthdays. Well, I don't even know, including my uncles. And oh, my God, so many birthdays have gone by. And already we're already almost in summer. It's January, February, we're in March. March is almost over. So this year is going by so fast. And like I always say, Lord, what are we rushing for? What's going on? But anyway, I try to stay in the moment, the right now, as you should as well, and just enjoy all that he's allotted to us in that moment, in that day, and in your right now. Let's go right into the weather because we have so many different guests on today, and I'm so excited. I'll make the announcement after we do the weather report. Today in D.C., it is partly cloudy, and our high is going to be 56. We got some rain coming later on this on Friday, so be on the watch for that. Detroit, you are in rain right now. You have showers, 40 degrees right now, but your showers are going to let up around this afternoon, around 2 p.m. Your high right now is going to be 46 degrees, and you got rain Thursday and Friday. You're going to be waking up. Your low on Friday is going to be 29 degrees when you wake up, so be ready for that. Richmond, Virginia, you are mostly sunny right now, 49 degrees. Your high is going to be 61 degrees. That is good stuff. London, you are partly cloudy. Your high is right now 52 degrees, but you're going to be waking up to rain. 47 degrees is going to be your low. Atlanta, all the way from London to Atlanta, Georgia, mostly sunny, 56 degrees. Your high today is going to be 69 degrees. And you're going to be like that throughout the day. Good weather for you. We got Augusta, Georgia. You know I got love for you. Sunny, 61 degrees. Your high is 72 degrees today. Miami, you are 77 degrees. Mostly cloudy today right now. And your high is going to be 78. So just one up notch. South Australia, it's cloudy, 75 degrees right now. That's your high. Your low tomorrow when you wake up is going to be 63 degrees. Paris, you are 53 degrees. Mostly cloudy, and when you wake up, it's going to be 51. You got some showers coming all the way from Paris to Alabama. Don't you just love how we can go from one part of the globe to the next? Sunny, 63 degrees. Your high is going to be 74 degrees today. You got thunderstorms coming tomorrow. 57 is what you're going to have when you wake up. So that is amazing weather, but no matter where you are, no matter what continent you're in, no matter what part of the world you're in, today is the day that the Lord has made, and we're going to rejoice and be glad in it. No matter what your weather is, guess what? God is still in control, as I always say. You know that. All right. Well, listen, we got a busy schedule today. Today, we actually have Tony Grant, actor, singer. He's going to be joining us live today. He's going to be talking about the Marvin Gaye musical. He's going to be joining us in just a second. And also, we have Ron Pratt. He's got a new book, Charisma Arthur. He's going to be joining us talking about his new book, Navigate Your Faith. Then we got Gina G bringing the trending tea. And what she say? And then we got Guy Jazzy. He's a motivational speaker. And also, we got my boy, Jeff Hill. He's going to be giving us Financial 5. So we got a lot to talk about. We don't want to hold up anything else right now. We're going to go right into it. Tony, welcome to Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. How are you?
I'm fantastic, Dr. Gina. How are you, love?
Oh, man. You know you're a friend and family to the show. We love having you here because you always got something popping. How's your family doing? How's everybody?
Ma'am. Everybody is well. Thank you so much for asking. Everybody's doing great. God is continuing to bless us. So I have no complaints whatsoever.
All right. Well, Tony, you know, we know you can sing, you can act. You have been in so many different things, so many productions all over. You've been everywhere. Yeah. But this is exciting because you're in the Marvin Gaye musical. Tell us all about this exciting tour. It's a tour, actually.
It is a tour. This is a dream come true, to be honest with you. We've been trying to get this production up and running continuously. I'm going to say for the past 10 years, we first started out with Viola Gaye, Marvin Gaye's sister, and we were unable to get the rights to the music the first two times we did it. But now that Marvin Gaye Jr. has jumped on board, as well as Berry Gordy, now we have the rights to the music. So the tour is set up and ready to go, and Sony has jumped on board, and we're really excited about it. The first two times I did it, I played Marvin Gaye myself and Keith Washington. But now I'm here, I guess you could say, as a I give myself the title of being a consultant. They have two young brothers that are very, oh my goodness, they look just like Marvin.
Wow.
They look like him in a tremendous way. One young brother that he was from the Broadway show Motown. He plays the younger Marvin Gaye. His name is Jared. And he looks just like Marvin when he was younger. And then the older gentleman playing the older Marvin Gaye, his name is Che. And he looks just like Marvin as the older version. The name of this particular show is called Pride and Joy, the Marvin and Anna love story. And we're really, really excited about it. It's going to be a blessing to so many people because nobody really knew about the love story of Marvin and Anna. So,
right.
But we're tackling a lot of issues in this play. So it's really, really nice.
Well, I'm excited because it'll be in D.C. on May the 1st through the 5th, I believe. So I'm going to be there.
Yeah.
I'm definitely going to be there to see
Wonderful.
It. I love the commercials. They've been blowing up. And, you know, it's a buzz in the air and everybody's excited about it. So I'm super excited about, you know, seeing it for myself. This is going to be extremely good. And everybody who doesn't love Marvin Gaye, I mean, the list.
Exactly.
And what I understand is that you guys also have a lot of his hits and everything that is going to be performing these songs. How's that looking? How's that go?
That's going to be great because these guys really do a great adaptation of Marvin Gaye. They have his moves down. They actually sound like him as well. So it's really going to be good. These guys are really, really talented that are, you know, portraying Marvin Gaye. But I'm going to be honest with you, everybody in the production, we've got dancers, we've got all kinds of stuff going on. Of course, I get the opportunity of singing a few songs.
Of course, we got to hear you sing now. What in the world? Tony Grant not singing and something? We got to hear that.
I guess I'll be the secret weapon. I think I've been that a lot in my lifetime. So I will continue to be that. And hopefully this, you know, everybody will enjoy this production of Pride and Joy. And I believe they will. It's a really, really good piece. Angela Beryl Dunlap wrote this particular production. Now, let me give you some of Angela's history. Angela Beryl also was one of the co-writers to a play years ago, A Good Man's Hard to Find, Real Men Pray, Why Do Good Girls Like Bad Boys, If These Hips Could Talk. I mean, a host of plays. She's probably the top female writer in the country.
Yeah, you know, Angela Beryl, she's a friend of the family.
Yes,
God,
yes,
she's amazing. Correct. I didn't even know that her hands was in this. That's awesome.
Yes, she wrote this, her and a gentleman by the name of Dextra Riley. I want this. Dextra is a hometown boy that was the lead singer of a group called To the Extreme from right there in D.C.
Wow.
Johnny Gill's brother was in that group. Yep.
Oh, my goodness, this is going to be the bomb.
Really,
I'm so glad that you came on today to let us know all about it. I mean, because we're actually getting more details than we know from the commercials and stuff. So, I mean, just to know some of these people firsthand that's a part of this production, I mean, it just makes me even want to support it. I definitely will continue to let everybody know about it. And it is a tour. So it's not just going to be in D.C., you guys. It's going to be at a place near you. I will help out with that, Tony, as far as announcing it and things like that. So we'll work on that. I'll get Joe to help me out with that so we can get this out here so people can know. I mean, this is a big deal. This is not, you know, this is not just a replica of something or something. You got some really talented people in this production, and this is going to be amazing, you guys. So look for it in a city, state near you. All right, Tony, with you coming on, I know you got practice and rehearsal. I got a son in sports. You got rehearsal. And I don't want to hold you up much longer, but please tell everybody how they can follow you and keep in touch with you and everything you got going on.
Oh, wow. Okay. Let me start with, I've got a film that'll be coming out soon that I did in Detroit called The Sins of David. Really looking forward to that. Then there's another film that I also was a part of called The Last Punch is coming out. And another film called Soul Damage that's coming out as well. I am opening up a performance academy out in North Carolina, in my hometown where I grew up, which will also be a subsidiary to Performance Academy that I'm opening up in Los Angeles, California. It's called Mimic, and it's a community center for young people that want to get involved in entertainment. But it's really a storehouse for making better citizens for tomorrow. Because we're looking towards the future, and we're looking at young people and trying to encourage them to do better. We need to do better at respecting each other and respecting our elders and, you know, and respecting the one that created us. So we're using the umbrella of performance arts to help people generate great attitudes. And hopefully this we'll be able to do, if, you know, reach one, teach one. So hopefully we can do that through this school. So I can be reached on Facebook at Tony Grant or Anthony Grant. My Twitter is Tony Grant Life. And I can be reached on Instagram at tgrant621. Just go to YouTube and all that good stuff. I'm not the social media buff, but I believe in shaking people's hands and then hugging them and getting close and personal.
Yes.
So that they can understand that what I say comes from the heart. So,
well, Tony's a cool cat, you guys. If he's out there in the lobby after the play or whatever, he will shake hands, take pictures. He's very, very approachable and just a sweet person. Yes. I'm so glad that we got to know each other and that, you know, we're friends and your family to the Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. And anything else that you got going on right when it's happening, please don't hesitate to let me know so we can get on here and talk about it and spread the word even more. And Tony Grant, you are the bomb.com, man. I know you're going to blow
you,
this thing is just already the bomb. I cannot wait to see it. I'm excited.
Awesome, wonderful. And I hope to see you at the show. All right.
All right. You will. Listen, do me a favor before you go. Do me a small, do a radio drop for me. Can you do that for me, Tony?
Yes. What do you need? You tell me what you want me to say.
Just, this is Tony Grant from, you know, you could do the play or whatever what you want to say, and just say you're listening to Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. You can hum it and sing it. I don't care what you do. Producer Doug is going to get you right now. And I just love you so much.
Okay.
Thank you so much, Tony. I appreciate you. And
it's
I can't wait
pleasure.
To see you in May.
Yes, ma'am. Be blessed.
All right. All right. You be blessed. All right, Doug, you got him. All right. Let's see. Oh, I didn't know that, Doug. I didn't know he could do it right now. Anyway, they'll hear when he does the recording. So anyway, we're getting ready to go and shift gears real quick. We're going to take a commercial break and then we'll be right back. Have you ever prayed desperate prayers to God but have yet to hear an answer? Maybe you're about ready to give up. Maybe your friends or family are telling you to let it drop. Bestseller author John Eckhart has a different approach. Get more desperate. In his book, Desperate Prayers for Desperate Times, Eckhart invites you to a prayer life that sees results. He uses the story of Hannah as a model and walks you through the five key points of her prayer that resulted in breakthrough. Through biblical teaching and practical application, you can persevere in prayer no matter where you are in life, how bad things may look, or what situation you find yourself in. Check out Desperate Prayers for Desperate Times by John Eckhart, available online and where fine books are sold.
Freedom and deliverance are available to you in Born Into Sin, Transformed Into Destiny by Dr. Gina R. Prince.
One woman's story is everyone's struggle in Born Into Sin, Transformed Into Destiny. Available now at drginaprince.com.
Remind me exactly what I'm going to say.
Sure. Say your name and then say, now you're listening to Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. Or say whatever you want.
Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. Got you.
All right.
Here you go. You ready?
I'm ready now.
Hey, this is Sarah the Baptist, and you're listening to Dr. Gina Radio Chat.
Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. All right. Go.
Okay. Hey, this is Sarah the Baptist, and you're listening to Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. Stay tuned in.
Doug, you're going to leave these people alone with that. Anyway, they do such a great job. Thank you, Sir the Baptist. Loving you. All right, listen, this is just a message before we go into Guy. Because we didn't get to do ministerial moments, so I just wanted to do this with you. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future. Jeremiah 29:11. I really want you to understand that if we lean not onto our own understanding and acknowledge God, this is exactly what he has for us. He says he has a plan for us. The plan is good. It's to prosper us, is not to harm us, plans to give us hope and a future, something eternal, something lasting, something prosperous, something better and more than what we can do for our own self. That's why it's so important for us not to lean onto our own understanding, but acknowledge him in everything we do, and he will direct our path, because our steps are ordered by the Lord, and he will direct us exactly to where we need to be, what we need to do, and who we need to meet. Everything is not in vain. Everything that God is already predestined is not a waste of time. It's not for naught. It's for something to bring him glory. And I'm telling you, if I had leaned on my understanding, it's so hard to not do that. It's so hard to get frustrated. It's so hard. It's so easy to get frustrated. It's so hard, easy to get overwhelmed with things because you feel like I can't do this. Or what if this happens? Or what if that happens? Or what if I'm not equipped? Or what if I'm not able to do it? I'm not able to do this type of thing or say this type of thing. This is the thing. You can do all things through Christ that strengthens you. That's the whole thing. First and foremost, if he gives you the plan to do, the command to do it, then he's going to equip you to do it. Everything that I've been able to accomplish, I would not have done this without God. It's no way I could have done it if God had not ordered my steps, if God had not already predestined something, if God didn't make a way and go before me and make it happen and open the doors. There's no way that I could have been a 2-time published author. There's no way that I would have been hosting shows. There's no way that I would have been able to do a fitness DVD. It doesn't matter who he had come along the way. It doesn't matter who had their hands involved in, which I know that it was by the grace of God that people were able to help me along the way. And I thank God for them every single day, every day that I pray that God will bless them tremendously, even in the seasons that they've been in. But I know that we cannot settle for less. That's in relationships. That's in production. If you got products, whatever it may be, we cannot settle for less. We cannot just be mediocre. We just cannot be, just regular. I mean, he calls us a peculiar people. This is all in your word. And, if you read the word, then you'll know who you are. You are an overcomer. You are an ambassador on this earth for the kingdom of God. You are a royal priesthood. You are a victor. All of these things you are. And again, you have to remind yourself, there's nothing too hard for God. It may be hard for you. It may be hard for you to see it. It may be hard for you to understand it. It may be hard for you to get there. But guess what? You can do all things. You can meet anybody. It could take a second. We can take 1,000 years to do, God can do it in a blink of an eye. All of this is in the Bible. All of this is God's word. These are all of his promises. And I feel like I'm ministering to myself this morning because I know that I have to remind myself of that. It's not where you are or how you start. It's how you finish. It's all of the lessons along the journey. It's all of the lessons along the way. If you fell down, get on up. Please don't waste no more time on it. Don't stay down there. Don't waddle in it. Get up and let God dust it off and keep it moving. I mean, he already knew you was going to make that mistake. Keep it moving. I just want to encourage somebody today because so many people are still afraid. You go to church every single day. You minister, you pray, you fast. And then when he tell you to do something, you still scared. Don't be scared in this season. Don't be afraid. Resist the enemy. Keep your eyes on God and resist the devil and he will flee. Of course, he's going to tempt you to be afraid. Of course, he's going to make you think that you can't do it. But guess what? It's not you doing it. The things that God has allowed my face to be on, because he's the real person that did it. He just used me as a vessel. I'm just a vessel. I mean, he could have picked anybody. I'm just thankful that he chose me. Other than that, he did it. He did it. He the one that got those degrees. He's the one that did. I cannot take any credit for it, because the things that he has allowed me to witness him do through me, I mean, it would take some people a lifetime to do it. And guess what? It's not just me. He wants to do the same thing in you. You just got to let him do it. You just got to step out there on faith and believe that nothing is too hard for God to do around you, about you, and through you. All right, this has been Ministerial Moment. I'm just going to keep you guys prayed up, but know that your faith in God is the key to every open door, every door. All right, God bless you. All right, now we're getting ready to go. If that wasn't enough motivation for you, you know, we got Guy, Jazzy, Rainey, who's going to be talking about what makes him stay motivated. Guy, how are you doing? Welcome to Dr. Gina's Radio Chat.
Good morning, Dr. Gina. How are you?
I'm doing fabulous. Gina G, how are you, girl?
I am doing well. How are you guys doing this morning?
We're great. Well, you know, Guy Jazzy is one of the people that we're connected with on the Believers No Judgment Zone. And he has a motivational branding. You're branded as a motivational speaker. Tell us about that, Guy.
Yes, and plus I also have a book. My book is called The Facts of Life, Faith, Action, Change, Truth, and Service. And I coach people through the book, and I take them through the steps of faith, action, change, truth, and service. And I came about that because I was going through some trials and tribulations of my own in life. My mother was diagnosed with congestive heart failure. I was given 6 months to live. My wife diagnosed with breast cancer. I went through some bankruptcy with my real estate investment business. And I was going through a rare thing. My best friend was murdered a week before my 50th birthday. So out of that, I went into like a depression. But I was in the shower one morning, and I heard these words. And it was God talking to me saying, I got you. I got you. Mm-hmm. And that's all I heard. I got you. So through that, I understood right there. And it's like my book just like revealed to me right there the facts of life, faith, action, change, truth, and service. Through faith, we can conquer it all. We must take action, because faith without works is dead. We must make a change, a positive change, in order for our life to go into a positive direction. And we also must step into our truth, because the truth shall set you free. And you must always be of service, because that's what God put us here for. So that's the impact you must make on this world, because you've been chosen. You just said it yourself, Dr. Gina. God has worked you as a vessel. So it's already done. So you have to know it's done. So whatever's coming at you is coming in your way. You have to know that God got you. And that's how my book and my whole practice came about.
All right. Well, this is so good. How can everybody follow you, Guy? Tell everybody where they can purchase your book and where they can follow you on social media.
Well, my book is available on Amazon. You go on Amazon.com and get it. It's The Facts of Life, Faith, Action, Change, Truth, and Service. And BarnesandNoble.com. You can follow me on all social media. It's Guy Jazzy 125. So Facebook, Instagram, Periscope, YouTube, Google, all of it. It's Guy Jazzy 125. And you can just type in Guy Jazzy Rainey, and you'll find me. And you can hit me up on my email, which is grainey125@gmail.com.
Well, all right. Thank you so much, Guy Jazzy Rainey. We appreciate you. Go get his book, follow him, and keep up with all of his speaking engagements and everything so you can get that motivation and encouragement from y'all. You can get it from you. All right, Guy. Thank you so
much.
Thank
you, Dr. Gina. Thanks for having me.
Oh, no problem. God bless you. All right, Gina G. We're going right in. What's going on, sister? What you got? What's the trending tea, baby?
Oh, my gosh. It's so much tea, Gina. But I got to keep it a little serious today because there's so much going on. So I do want to talk about this flight to Ethiopia that no one survived. The whole crew the 737 MAX 8, where everyone passed. It's the second flight to crash and kill everybody. There was another one in October of last year that crashed. So, I mean, we just got to, I mean, it's unfortunate. We have to stay prayed up. And it's just a machine, people. I mean, you know, those things could be triple checked, quadruple checked. I mean, you just have to, you know, be prepared for stuff like that, I guess, when you're a flight attendant or when you're flying in these new aircraft, because it was a new aircraft. So I just want to send my love and prayers out to those families in Ethiopia. We also have these students are skipping school on Friday. Not my son, because he would be in a little bit of trouble, but they are skipping school on Friday to demand action for climate change. So there's tens of thousands of students in over 90 countries worldwide that are going to skip school on Friday to demand some type of, you know, help or solution to climate change. So good luck to those students. I mean, I love that they're standing up for something. So hopefully, because you know, climate change is all over the place. We had a winter that was colder than Antarctica. I mean, just the other day here in Virginia, it was 72 degrees. Now it's 52 degrees. It's supposed to get to 36. So something going on in the climate. So the kids that are skipping school, I'm hoping that y'all can come up with some resolution. Please.
Right.
They also had a huge, blackout in Venezuela, which leaves the people in Venezuela with no running water, They have no running water right now. People are leaving out of their homes to go to the natural spring with like water buckets to try to fill up for water. Seven people were confirmed dead in that deadly blackout. So a lot of natural disasters. That's something else to do with the climate change. You have Jaden Smith, which is Will Smith and Jada Pinkett Smith's son, who is he just did a foundation for clean water to Flint. So he has a water company, and he's taking the water to Flint, Michigan. So I all the talk that people do and all these big celebrities, and it takes a young man who is 20 years old to make a change. So I'm really excited about that and to see the, you know, the process and the outcome of that. Michael Jackson fans, now let me just put this out here. I don't know what Michael Jackson did. It was never proven, even still with this little documentary they have. There's still no evidence of Michael Jackson doing anything. Let's just be clear. So the fans, along with myself worldwide, are standing up for Michael Jackson because he is deceased. So I know that you're not supposed to speak upon the dead in the first place. So for them to be bringing this stuff back up, where the man is no longer living to defend himself, to say no, say yes, say anything, is just, it's crazy to me. But all over the world, especially in London, they are showing support of Michael Jackson. So on the London buses, they had the, we will not basically silence Michael Jackson. We will still continue to play his music and still, you know, I mean, enjoy the memories of Michael. His music is worldwide. Okay, so we can't deny. Now, R. Kelly's another story, because right now R. Kelly is back in jail.
Oh, is he? I thought he got out again for the child support.
So
no,
I don't know
got
if he's
out.
Been released. Okay, I didn't read the statement of him being released, but I did read the statement of him being in for owing $161,000 in child support.
Oh, yeah, he done got out. He got out. He done paid that.
Oh, Lord. I can't keep up with him. Who paid it, him or another fan? Because I can't keep up with what's going on.
Some beneficiary.
Lord. I mean, so they're being interviewed. I don't know if you've seen or if the world has seen the interview with him in jail, which is Oprah Winfrey's best friend. That's the only way I know her. It's Oprah's best friend. And that interview was a mess. So if you did not get a chance to see it, please go on YouTube. You can Google the interview. And all I got to say is when you're innocent, it makes no sense to act a fool. It just makes absolutely no sense. Now, you know you done wrong when you act a fool. And that man acted a fool in that interview with Gail. And last but not least, this is one of my favorite person right now, Luke Perry. I don't know if anybody knows, but you should know because he was the sexiest man on 90210 back in the early 90s, and right now he's been on Riverdale. But Luke Perry passed away at 52 years old. He had a stroke at 52 years old. So I just want to send my love and condolence to Luke Perry's family, because he was just like the little heartthrob, honey, in back in the 90s. And I remember him on 90210, and it was just
I'm just shocked that he has passed away so young from a stroke. So that just lets people know you got to take care of yourself. It don't matter how much money you got.
He was the Fonzie of the 50s or the 60s in our 90s. He was the Fonz from
Happy
Days.
Okay, I was going to say the 60s. Yeah, he was the Fonz. He was the Zach from Saved by the Bell. He was everything.
Zach from Saved by the Bell.
You can't tell me you don't know Zach Morris from Saved by the Bell.
I mean, I heard him, but I didn't watch Saved by the Bell. What year was
that? Okay, now we're going to have a whole other side conversation. I'm going to need y'all to email Dr. Gina, send her some episodes of some pictures of Zach Morris, because he was the finest thing.
I heard about him, but I don't think I watched Saved by the Bell. Was that in the 90s?
Oh, that was in the 90s, and we are going to have us a sleepover, popcorn, and Saved by the Bell rerun. Because if you don't know Zach Morris, then we got bigger problems out here.
Girl, I don't know. In the 90s, I wasn't even watching Saved by the Bell. In the
90s. My goodness. Well, you have to watch it because everybody has changed.
Freak me, baby. I was...
Oh, okay. So you was living on edge. Okay.
In the 90s. Yeah, the 90s, I was way grown making bad decisions.
Okay, well, I'm going to take you back to the good old 90s.
I should have been watching Saved by the Bell.
You might have been all right if you was watching Saved by the Bell. It's a high school show.
I might have been all right.
You might have been all right. They were friends. They dealt with, drugs. They dealt with bullying. They dealt with dating.
Oh,
I mean, it was just
okay.
One of those good shows. Yeah, it was one of those good shows. And what's her name?
Saved by the Bell. I just didn't watch it. I didn't watch it. But anyway,
okay.
That's sad though that he passed away. And there's so much more stuff that we got. I mean, Jennifer
it's
Lopez
so much.
Got engaged.
Oh, it's so much going on, y'all.
It's so much.
We got the award.
We got to pick up on that because I know you got that. And then what she say, let's go ahead and get with Jeff right now because he's got financial five for us, girl. And we need that financial.
That's good. I need that. And I need that ring.
Right.
Yeah, that J-Lo got. So he needs to show us how to finance that ring.
The 12 to 15 carats, I think it was.
I'm going to do about pounds. And I think it's 5 pounds.
Kim Kardashian? That's so big. Where you wearing that to?
I can't even wear it. I can't wear it nowhere. But I'm going to wear it and take these pictures and let everybody else know that I'm out here with a 2-pound ring on my finger. I don't do carrots when it get that big. I go by pounds. She got a 2-pound ring on. I don't do carrots. Because that finger was heavy, honey. So, Jeff, please tell us how to get this money.
Really, I think I might want to just go to the jeweler and you tell me, baby, this is what I really want to get you. But then I'm going to get you something you can wear. Like, I want to be able to wear my wedding ring. I don't want to not be able to wear it.
True, but I would like it that big. I would like a 2-pound. I would like not being able to lift that finger up. Even if it's just to go out, when we go out together, I probably would never wear it when I'm without him.
Oh, for safety reasons.
But
okay,
when
then
I'm
go
with
have two
him,
rings
because
I want
have
one for every. I want to wear one every day, and then I want to wear one in black tie. How about that?
I love it. I love it. So Jeff, please tell us how to get this ring.
One. We'll have to call this the mommy one, and then this one will be the baby one.
Hello.
Listen, I gotta redo my whole segment at this point. We talking about 2-pound rings.
Come on, Jeff. Tell us how to get it, Jeff.
Oh my good guys. What's up, guys? This is Jeff Hill Financial Group Incorporated with the Financial Five.
Yes.
I'm gonna call this the Financial Two because we're talking about 2-pound rings right now. So this is the Financial Two today. So the first thing I want to jump in is just, touching on the Luke Perry thing. That's why it's so important to have life insurance outside of your work. I mean, I've seen so many people. I mean, a few years ago, it was Paul Walker. Paul was in his probably mid-40s or something like that. And again, it happens. So we've gotten so used to watching celebrities and their lifestyle. Sometimes they seem invincible because we see them die in a movie and then they pop right back up in another movie. But life doesn't always work that way, so you always have to be prepared.
That is so true. I never thought of that. Oh, my God.
That is so true.
We see them die in one movie, and then we see them pop up in another movie. I never even thought of that. Go ahead, Jeff.
Yep,
I'm sorry.
Right. It happens that way, so you always have to be prepared because there's no do-over for us none act with people out there in life. I mean, when we are called home, we're called home, and you never want to leave your family in that position to have to figure out what to do next. It's already bad enough to try to figure out how to bury you and how to grieve, but the financial aspects of losing a breadwinner or even the non-breadwinner. I know a lot of times I've dealt with people and clients, and they said, oh, my wife doesn't work or my husband doesn't work, so I don't need any coverage on them because I'm the breadwinner. Well, there was a study done that the non-working spouse, being a full-time parent, is the equivalency of $190,000 of salary when you look at what they're doing around the clock. The babysitter. I mean, I know people who have kids. One of my clients, it's better for her husband to not work because daycare would cost him $4,000 a month. So that means if he's not bringing home at least $4,000 a month, they're in the hole. So because it's that setup, he literally does not work, has to be a stay-at-home father so he can take care of the kids, which we're in this situation now where things are starting to get more expensive. So you have to make sure from an insurance standpoint, you are not passing on the financial burden to your loved ones. We just wrapped up February, which is Insure Your Love Month. And that month, I run a lot of campaigns just talking about the value of making sure that number is correct. And people misappropriate it because they feel like, oh, I have it at work. I got 3 times my salary. They'll be okay. And they always paint this rosy picture that, oh, my spouse is going to remarry. Well, sometimes that's not always the case. Or, Lord forbid, you and your significant other are in a common accident and they become disabled. They can't work. They can't go out and maybe date anymore. So you have to think about that kind of stuff when you're doing planning. All right. Next thing, dental and vision insurance. Think that. You know, we've seen a lot of people as they get older, you know, they get to the position where they don't think it's as important. There's a lot of things that go on inside your mouth that can be prevented, that can cause more, I guess, ailments later in life. So it's always important to make sure you're having those regular routines. There's over 114 million people with no dental insurance in the United States. And again, that means a third of our population does not have access to proper teeth care. And if you've ever been around and you've seen somebody smile, you've seen plaque buildup. That is not cool. That's not cute whatsoever. Floss, brush, all that kind of stuff. And make sure you get insurance. Again, transfer the risk. I know things seem a lot pretty expensive out there, but guys, you got to find ways to make and cut costs to make sure you're taking care of your life the right way financially. So, again, if you have any questions, I'm always here. 501-291-0708 is my office line. Again, I'll give that to you. 501-291-0708. And if you are on social media, you can go to Hill Financial Group on Facebook. You can find me there. Or if you're on Instagram, HFG Inc. Good gosh. HFG Inc. is that number. You can follow my social media pages and just reach out. Because, again, I push a lot of content out for you guys to get your financial information from somewhere, because it's a whole world out there, and the game of retirement planning and finance is a full contact sport.
Wow. Right. Got to be in it to win it, yeah. Bottom line. And win it for your family. If you know how to, you know, you got to do to take the initiative to do it so they can win when you're gone. But if they're winning, you're winning. That's how you got to look at it. Right, Jeff?
And don't be waiting on... Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry.
No, yeah. That is correct. That is absolutely correct. I mean, in the last 10 years, I've seen some really interesting things when it comes to planning, and people... They're overconfident because they think, oh, well, I have a 401k at work. I don't need any planning. A 401k in itself is not a plan. It's an account. Okay? That doesn't tell you how the money needs to be used. It doesn't tell you if you are accumulating enough to be able to transfer. So people don't understand the correlation between an accumulated amount and an income amount. You live your entire life off of income. You've gotten paychecks, right? Well, that doesn't work like that in a 401k. You have a lump sum of money. But if you don't know how to manage money, how much you need to take out safely to not run out, you're going to be up the creek.
And people cash their 401ks all the time, and that money be gone
in
less than a month. So I've actually heard of it and seen it myself. I haven't done it. But I'm saying I've seen it. Like I was with some, you know, a friend that she didn't know what to do with her money, and she spent right through it. But anyway, please follow Jeff so you can get more for your buck. You want your buck to go far? That's who you need to call. Jeffrey Hill, thank you so much. Till next
time. All right,
ladies,
have a good one. And go watch Saved by the Bell. Go watch
Saved
by the Bell.
Thank you, Jeff. Thank you.
That's like not knowing who Steve Urkel is.
Exactly. Man. That's like not knowing who Steve Urkel is. We gonna talk. That's all right, Jeff. I got her. I'm a put her up.
Okay.
I'm a put her up.
Y'all younger than me, so of course y'all watching Saved by the Bell. Y'all should have been and not doing what I was doing. That's for sure.
Thank God for his grace.
All right, Jeff. Loving you. Until next time.
Yeah, have a good one. Later.
All right, Jeff.
Listen, we're gonna take a commercial break, and we'll be right back after these messages. Stay tuned.
Hi, my name is Gina R. Prince, and I am super excited about sharing with you my new fitness DVD called Health and Soul. Health and Soul, what does that mean? Well, for me, one day when I was praying and speaking with the Lord, and He ministered to me, He put that in my spirit, Health and Soul. And He said the meaning of that is that I want people to be healthy, and I want their souls to be healed and whole as well. He said wholeness. And so as the time has gone by, God has really ministered to me about what He wants from the body of Christ as far as us being whole. He wants our mind healed and whole. He wants our body healed and whole. He wants our souls healed and whole. And so this is the beginning of the journey. The Keys Against the Enemy is a 90-day spiritual devotional boot camp. The keys is authority. In Matthew 16:19, Jesus tells Peter that He's given the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and that whatever He binds on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever He loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. So the keys actually is power and authority, the heavens that God has given us, that we could do the same thing. The Keys Against the Enemy is literally the maturity through the years that God has really developed me into a prayer warrior. I want you to feel empowered. I just want you to know that you are a warrior, that you are an overcomer, a victor. I want you to know that you have all authority against the enemy and all of his wiles and all of his tactics. You can go on thekeysagainsttheenemy.com. So many things is going on with the Keys Against the Enemy. Go purchase your book and find out whatever's going on with the Keys Against the Enemy.
Hello, everybody. This is Dawn Robinson with Mama's Boy, The Play, and you listen to Dr. Gina's Radio Chat.
I love me some Dawn. Woo, that girl. That was my favorite one. Never gonna get it, never gonna get it. That's In Vogue. You remember Dawn from In Vogue?
Of course.
I just liked her the best. I loved her. I loved her. But listen, we're going to pick up with Gina G, because we got to hear the rest of the trending tea. But we got first Ron Pratt. He's an author with Charisma, and he has a new book called Navigate Your Faith. Hey, Ron.
Hello. How are you today?
We are fantastic. Please tell us about this book. It looks so good. I started reading some of it, and I don't think we can get enough instructions on how to work our faith. How did you come to this title? What is it all about?
Well, the title would probably come from Charisma. They're the experts on title. Often you write a book and you don't know how to title it, so you get some help. The content is where I focus, but this book was unique from any other book I've written. God literally woke me up at 3 a.m. and downloaded the entire story, the entire book with all the characters, and it was overwhelming. And I grabbed my iPad and just started writing.
Well, let me tell you, this part here, I just happened to just go through it because I started, but I'm in the middle right now on page 73, flirting, flattery, and seduction. I'm going to tell you something. This needed to be stated in so many different levels. Just recently, I would say, in July through August, did that actually come to my attention, that some of us do a little flirting without realizing that we're doing that. And it actually is something that we don't have to do, because if it's God, He's going to do it without, He doesn't need us to do that.
Absolutely. You know? He doesn't need our trickery in the realm of relationships, does He?
Exactly. So can you elaborate? I mean, that was just such a rude awakening for me, because it's something I think is generational. And I think it's also something that is taught as well. And a lot, even women's conferences. I mean, it's taught, you know, I think with men as well, it's just behavior taught. And when we become saved, we tend to rely on that God told me to go get a car. He said, go to this dealership, go get this car. When I went there, everything went smoothly, but yet I still had this thing, a bat in my eye. You know, I'm single, I'm not married, so you know, don't be writing me no letters, y'all. It's just, I'm single, so I think it's behavior, and then you're thinking that you're not really doing anything, or you're thinking that you're just being nice, but it's really something. It's flirting. It's just, it's no way around it. It's flirting. It's flattery. You're putting yourself in there. And God checked me just that quickly and so hard. He was like, you don't have to do that. Like, don't do that. I want them to see me. I want the connection to be me. I don't want you to do that. You don't have to do that. And I said, wow. So now I'm very cautious of when I'm speaking to people that I'm not, you know, that I'm not tapping them on the shoulder, you know, with your hand gestures and all of that. So tell us more about that. That was just my little testimony. But Ron, tell us how God gave you this revelation.
Well, you know, and men, we say that we're being nice, but there's a fine line between nice and nasty. And I believe one of the premises in this book, in that particular chapter, is really creating some protocols in our life that will keep us from going down that trail and falling into that trap. Mm. And we counsel, as a minister, I've counseled for decades. You counsel young married couples and even older married couples and even singles. And they all seemed to, nobody fell in the trap overnight. It was a little process of flirting. Someone said flirting is hurting. And that's such a true statement. Mm. And I use that in the book, but it's these little things, little practices, little protocols. We call them MOs, method of operation. So Jesus gave us an MO. And Paul said, you know, follow Christ, follow me as I follow Christ. He's given us an MO, a method of operation. And as Christians, our MO should look completely different than the world.
Mm. This is so good. Yeah, this book is amazing. It has so many different things. And this is all about putting on the kingdom, wearing the garment of God's glory. This is about transformation at its finest. This is the fine tuning of making a decision that, you know, it's one thing that you get saved and then, you know, you're transformed, you become a new creature. But then there's an act that we have to take, that step of acknowledgement that, you know what, I do this, or I think like this, or I was taught this. I mean, we have to be accountable for us to be able to be truly transformed and operating that will bring God all the glory. And I just love this. It's about your character. It's all about character building. And I love this. Hollywood or Hollyword. I mean, this is so good. You got to get this book, you guys. Navigate Your Faith, A Christian Field Guide to Not Getting Lost. Ron Pratt, you got to go get it. Tell everybody where to follow you.
Well, you can get the book, of course, on Amazon or at Barnes & Noble's and major Christian bookstores. Following me personally, our ministry website is tgmalaska.com. That's TGM for This Generation Ministries. So tgmalaska.com. You can follow me anywhere on social media as Papa Bear Alaska. I'm one of those rare old guys that's actually well branded on social media.
Oh, great.
Partly because we're so remote in Alaska. You have to be connected. We do a lot of ministry to young people. That's a lot of our focus. And so you can't be effective to young people and not be involved in social media. So I actually have the largest following in Periscope, which is a live app.
Jeez,
in Alaska.
That's awesome.
And so so you can actually go live with me as I'm in remote parts of Alaska. And we'd love to have you. So that's Papa Bear Alaska on any of those, YouTube, all of those platforms. You know, people often ask me, what's kind of the foundational of this book? And I send them to chapter 11 as far as sort of a foundational theme. And it's called the Jesus Addendum. And I think that's the problem. We have a culture that adds Jesus to their wants and their needs and their ideas and just hopes Jesus will cover it without asking. We just add him like he's a recipe, and we're just going to add a little Jesus in the soup, and it's going to make it better. And we don't hear a lot of teaching about lordship anymore.
Yeah. Yeah, this is good. I appreciate, and I'm loving the fact that we're connected now to Alaska. I think that's amazing, and we're definitely going to keep up with you. And I love all of this. I got this. You got, you know, some story here about a gentleman, Jason, and it got fornication, adultery, infidelity. I mean, these are all things that we need to talk about more. And I'm so glad that you have all of this in this book. You have got to go and get your copy. Again, everywhere books are sold. Navigate Your Faith, A Christian's Field Guide to Not Getting Lost by Ron Pratt. I appreciate you, Ron. You're welcome to come on anytime.
I appreciate it. It was a pleasure. Really enjoyed this.
So Periscope, and where else can they follow you on all social media?
Of course, you know, Facebook, you know, the old people app. And, you know, Instagram, Twitter, Periscope. I do all my live stuff on Periscope.
Well, I'm impressed. I gotta talk to you about how you got so big. It's the young people. If they love you, they'll go ahead and make it happen for you.
Yeah.
Papa Bear, Alaska. All right. Well, thank you so much, Ron Pratt. I appreciate it. I'm going to enjoy this book. You need to get your copy if you haven't gotten yours already, because I'm going to get into it, because it's everything we need to talk about in the church. We just don't talk about it, but we definitely need to deal with it. All right. Thanks, Ron. I appreciate you.
Okay, God bless you.
God bless you. All right, Gina G, we ready for the rest of you. What you got going on, girl? What's she saying today?
Well, what she's saying, well, I mean, and I hate to go all the way back, but people, we are not going to sit here and think that our spouses is going to get married the day after we die. I had to say something, Dr. Gina, because I couldn't believe that people actually, say, I don't got to get this because I'm hoping that my spouse remarries. Like, what? I want my husband to be lonely and sad about me dying forever. No, I'm just kidding. Okay. So what did she say today? Now, it's just going to be about, don't be afraid of change. I just want to throw that out there. For some reason, it's just making me bring this up. We cannot be afraid of change, people. Change is a sign of good things coming. It's just like a snake when it sheds its skin. It's another pretty, beautiful color underneath all that dead skin. And that could be what you're doing, is dealing with dead weight, dead issues, you know, dead people with their energy around you. Don't be afraid of change. It's 2019. It's time to change. If you can't, let's see, what they call it, insanity. You can't expect to do the same things and get a different outcome. So we got to switch it up, folks. We got to change. You want to be something different, you talk about it all the time. You want to do something different, you talk about it all the time. It's the time is now. Stop talking about it and be about it and stop being afraid of change. Yeah, I said it. What she say? I said it. Don't be afraid of change, because I'm tired of being the same. You know, I'm tired of I wish there was another animal we can eat, because I'm tired of eating chicken and beef. I'm tired of eating shrimp and fish. I wish it was a whole other animal that we could just make up and eat. So we can't be afraid of change, people. It's time to move around. I mean, it's March. Spring is getting ready to come. We need to get it together, okay? Your New Year's resolution, you 3 months in, let's go. The time is now. Don't be afraid of change.
Am I hearing you snapping your fingers?
Yes, because I want people to wake up. I want them to wake up and understand that you're going to blink your eye, and I'm telling you, it's going to be 2020, and you're going to be making the same resolution you made in 2019 next year, because you didn't do absolutely nothing and you was afraid to do it. You were afraid of change. You were afraid of failure. You were afraid to fall. And you're going to have to let that all out. You're going to have to let it go. You're going to have to let it go, people. Let's move it. This is the third month.
Change is good, you guys. Change is good. Gotta change. I mean, and sometimes it could be quarterly. Sometimes it could be, you know, every 5 months. I mean, you just can't stay the same way. That's all I'm saying. Just move with the flow of the
Move around. That's right. That's right. That's what I'm saying. Say it again, Dr. G. Just move with the flow. Just go with the wind. Stop stressing yourself out. Just push that light bill back to get your hair done so that you can feel good about yourself. Just do it. Just do it. You're going to be all right. You're going to be all right.
Just do it. Just do it. I love it. I love it. Well, listen, there's so much going on this week and so many things happening. We got just, I don't know. It's just a lot. So you got to just keep your head up. And sometimes that's change right. is going to help you with through everything that's going on out here. A change might keep your mind off of it. So many people are glued to the TV and the newspaper, getting depressed and sad and, you know, looking around. People are just so mean nowadays. And I think that it can contribute to all the rest of the things that are going on in the world. And people just feel like they have to defend themselves and protect themselves. But I mean, it's just you're turning into a crab apple. Okay. let's start.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
Yeah, let's start listening to some music that soothes the soul, you know, some gospel, some classical, you know, something's easy and soothing. Get a massage, take a hot bubble bath. You know, you might not have but a little backyard, but just walk around in circles and breathe in the air. You know, maybe, I mean, you know what I'm saying? Do something by yourself where you don't have to be bothered with anyone for a moment just so you can regroup. I think people are around people so much, they don't have time to get their thoughts and their emotions together. And a lot of people are just angry. You know, and frustrated and tired. You go to work, you go through the traffic, you go through the, you know, the metros, you know, maybe walking through, especially in cities like D.C. and then you go home and your kids jumping all over you, or you got to deal with them because they didn't do what they were supposed to do. Then you got a wife or a husband. I mean, you never get any time alone. So you get out in your car, you flinging fingers and all of that.
Right.
Yes, that happened. It happens all the time in D.C.
I've seen it. I've been a witness.
I mean, why are you so mad? I get it. I have compassion for you. Stay out of the politics for a minute. Fast from it. Listen, we're not voting, so there's nothing you can do.
No, you can do. nothing you can do. I mean, go and walk out on your job then. Go on and protest and walk out if you want to. But there's nothing you can do. We can't do nothing about Trump. We can't call him.
Nothing.
We can't go to his house. We can't do nothing. So why are we...
I ride through because I live in the Capitol Hill area, and I ride through the Capitol Hill and the Senate buildings. The lines are so long. Like what?
To argue with a man that ain't even paying you no attention.
I mean, I appreciate the efforts, and I might sound a little crazy, but I mean, I appreciate the efforts, but if it costs you your peace, y'all, that's all I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
It is so mean out here in these streets. I mean, just mean. Kids beating up on kids and fighting each other, and I mean, come on, like, that boy that got beat up, the little young 18-year-old rapper, they took his shoes. Are they still taking shoes from people? Why do you want tennis shoes from somebody else's feet?
They stole the chain, too, because somebody said, don't forget his chain. But I'm going to also let you know, too, out there, you got to stop running your lips now. You got to start stay humble. People don't need to get a little bit more humble now, too. Social media has got people out here wanting to be the boldest, the different, you know, the most outrageous, the most sit down, okay? We just sit down. Act like there was no social media and sit down somewhere because you're out here being unhumble and you're out there getting your shoes and your chain snatched. So just sit down.
Everybody don't need to know. What all you got? I mean, you know,
people post.
I guess that's why I was like, I want my peace so bad. I don't know. That ring is so big. How can you have peace wearing it? I don't know. Even your security guards are suspect to me. I don't know. I mean, I just think about what happened to Kim and her. She had the security guards, the drivers, all of their butts was in on it.
Yeah, but it was social media, you know, so that he couldn't go on there with an average ring. Because now we're worried about what the world thinks versus what I think, you know, versus what he would think.
If she loved him, she wouldn't have cared.
If she loved him, she wouldn't have cared. Yeah. But I think that, I mean, just it's the way of the world. I'm telling you, Dr. Gina, you got to have the biggest and baddest. People are going places that they've never been just to go and take a picture. I mean, even when I was on vacation, I'm looking, you know, at people out with their families, and no one's pretty much enjoying. They're on their phone. They on their phone. And I'm just like, y'all trying to get all these pictures and your baby out here snorkeling. Ain't nobody checking on the baby out here. Y'all too busy trying to pose and get these swimsuit pictures on Instagram by tonight. It's the way that, and I get caught into it, so I'm not going to judge anybody. But the fact of the matter is, sometimes you got to reel yourself in, humble yourself, and get back to reality, because the social media is not reality. When you walk out that door, that is your reality. So I'm going to need everybody to just calm down. I mean, Lord, have mercy. But today, it's the most irritating, ignorant. That's the best. You know, that's what everybody wants right now. So if you're not ignorant, you're nobody. So, I mean, hey, I'm just going to be nobody, because I refuse to be ignorant. Because if my grandmother would roll over 2 times in her grave, if she catch me on social media with my headscarf on, I'm just saying, we couldn't even walk out the door with a scarf on, let alone be where the world could see with a scarf on. Oh, Lord Jesus.
Oh, my God. That's so funny. So funny. Well, listen, we have had an amazing show today. I hate that we got to go, but we got to go. Tell everybody where they can follow you, Gina G.
You guys can follow me on social media, where I'm going to be keeping it real. At Gina G, Too Funny. That's Gina G, the number 2. On Facebook, it's Gina G, T-O-O, Funny. Snapchat, no Twitter. Y'all know where to follow me, because we these listeners is up. Y'all know where we at. Y'all need to continue to follow us and like and share our stuff. Stop playing
with
us. Yes,
we love you for that. We do. Yep. You can go on Gina R. Prince on Instagram. Love Instagram. Twitter, I'm on Gina R. Prince. And then Dr. Gina R. Prince on Facebook. But go on. And I love you guys. Mm-hmm. Help. I'm building up and following Dr. Gina's radio chat. Keep it going. Who is it? Everybody from Africa. I can't even name all of the places that's been coming
that.
On and connecting with us. So we love you guys in Uganda and everywhere. Yes. Just love you. Thank you so much, Ron Pratt, for being on the show. Navigate your faith.
No,
we appreciate you. God, Jazzy Rainey, thank you for your motivational speaking and you going out there and changing the world. Thank you so much, Jeffrey Hill, for giving us Financial 5. You always on point. Thank you so much for that, getting us all to the way together. Every rock, no rock unturned. Ye all up in your business, okay?
I
love Tony Grant. Thank you so much for coming on. You got to go get your tickets. Check out where Pride and Joy, the Marvin Gaye musical, where is the love story. You got to go check it out. Go see where you can get your tickets at for that and go check it out. I'm excited about it. All right, Gina, this was an amazing show. Yes. You guys live healthy, live whole, and live in your destiny. We're loving you right here on Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. Until next time, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Dr. Gina's Radio Chat.